I recently spoke to a friend who had a strange health problem that had come up. Seemed significant, seemed like it could turn into something pretty bad. It might have been a recurrence of something painful from a few years back. I encouraged my friend to go to a doctor to have it checked out. But sometimes people have something wrong, a pain, a strange symptom, but they're afraid to go to the doctor. And so they put it off. They don't go to the doctor. They hope it'll just go away by itself if you wait long enough. But you have to go to a doctor if you want to be helped by a doctor. That's how it works. You have to schedule to go to the doctor. The doctor is not going to come looking for you. But in the gospel, and at this table, it's the other way around. Something was very wrong with all of us. Something was very diseased inside all of us. Our sin was killing us. We were sinning and killing ourselves and others. But Jesus, the great doctor, came to us. We didn't seek him. He sought us. He's the physician who came for the sick. He's the shepherd who left the 99 to look for the one which was straying. Jesus came to us when we were not seeking him. There was none seeking him. No, not one. In this meal, we take bread. Jesus, the bread of heaven, came down to us and gave his body for us. In this meal, we take wine. Jesus, the spotless lamb, who shed his blood for us in our place when no one had asked him to be that lamb and to die for us. And so when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. You're saying, Jesus must actually love me. I must have been on his mind and on his heart, so much so that he came to me when I wasn't looking for him, when I wasn't willing to make the appointment. He sought me. He looked for me, and he died for me. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. And he says, do this and remember me. Remember me as you do this. Remember what I did and why I did it. As you do it, that sense that you're loved. You're loved by someone who is very important and who is very capable and could easily spend his days and his life with better people. He loved you. And that's why he came for you. And so you can be fed on that spiritually as you remember him and his love. If you've come to know God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the work of the Spirit in your heart, convincing you that you've got a Father and the Father has a Son. And if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus this way, we're very thankful that you're here with us. We invite you to remain in the room, but just sit back, watch everything that's going on, but don't take the supper. It's only for people who have this connection with Jesus. Now, let's pray together. Lord, we come to this table, a table that you have set, before us. It's not a table that we came up with. It's all from you. You've done it all. And over again, we have to come to terms with that. We can't do anything. You did everything. We receive grace. We receive it by faith, and we're so thankful for it. So come to us in this meal. We pray that spiritually you would nourish us by the bread, by the wine. Feed us on Jesus. We ask in his name. Amen.